The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, sometimes we live our life between two choices, between the, some people call it duality perhaps, and we feel like we have to choose one or the other. So sometimes in meditation, people think it's about being inward. All inside, close your eyes and just be completely inward, and we don't want anything to do with the world. And we shouldn't have too many trucks and noise and motorcycles going up and down our street, because that's just a distraction from the real work, which is inward. So there's a distinction inward and outward. Sometimes there's the idea that the distinction between wanting something and not wanting something, leaning forward or leaning back. So there's a whole slew of these things. And one interesting orientation that Buddhism has around this is something, the idea of the middle way. So rather than choosing one or the other, can you stand in the middle between them? And what's that like? So, for example, rather than being for something or against something, what about just standing and being present for something? Just present. You don't have to be for or against. You can be for and against, but you're not involved in that. You're not feeding it. You're not engaging in it. You're not picking it up. You're just, the middle way. I'll just be present. Inward, outward. You leave IMC and you think, that was great. I felt so connected inside. It was so nice to be cozy in my own little heart and fantastic. And then you go out on Highway 101. And you're like, oh no, it's too much, and keep these people away, and you know, I need to somehow, I don't know what. And it's all about resistance. But remember, the middle way, what's the middle way? Not internal, not external, just present for all of this. I don't know if that's the right when you're driving to say, but what's the middle way here? So whenever you have this question, is it A or B? Is it this or that? In Buddhism, you might answer the question or consider the answer, what's the middle? What's the middle that stands between them both that doesn't involve changing, choosing? And one of the very important aspects of why this works is one way or the other, the middle means being aware, being attentive, being present for what's here. Okay, I don't have to choose, but I can be present. And how do I be present? Inwardly or outwardly? Let's not choose. Let's just be present in the middle of those, where maybe my attention is open to both. So the question, what's the middle way? What's the middle way? Rather than choosing right or wrong, what's the middle way? So if you have an argument with someone, a difficult challenge with someone, and you feel like you're right and they're wrong, there you go. Is there a middle way? And just asking yourself that question, maybe you orient yourself to the argument, the conflict, very differently. Maybe there's something different than just being right or being wrong. Maybe it's something different than getting my way or giving in to them. What would that be? And Buddhism says maybe the middle way has to do with being present. So what happens if I be present for this situation for a few moments? Maybe I can do it for 10 seconds without being for or against, without insisting that I'm right and wrong. How do I take this in? What do I experience there then? Who would have guessed? My friend is suffering too. I thought they were just angry, but they're suffering too. Oh, well, they're suffering, I'm suffering. Maybe there's more important things to do than be right or wrong. What happens if we just kind of go for a walk and just share a little bit that this is hard, that we have this. We have this relationship, we're friends, and this is hard that we ended up this way. Let's not solve it right now. Let's just commiserate that it's hard. Be present for this. So it's a quite a significant reference point, I think, this little slogan. What's the middle way? What's the middle way here? Rather than being for and against, rather than being right and wrong, rather than being me or you, rather than being inside or outside, rather than being this way or that way. And humans are so quick to be this way or that way, or to settle down, there's a right way and wrong way, or this is how it should be and this is how it shouldn't be. And sometimes that's right, and sometimes that's wrong. But to be, what's the middle way? What's the middle way? Is there a middle way here? And middle way doesn't mean compromise. Middle way doesn't mean the limp way that, you know, this is where nothing happens, where you all get limp and don't do anything. The middle way should be dynamic. You know, what's the middle way here? Maybe there's a third solution. Maybe there's a whole new thing that can happen. By standing in the middle of it all, and maybe there'll be a third solution. Maybe it's not right or wrong. Maybe both of us turned out to be wrong. Maybe both of us are right, but there's a third right, which is even better for both of us. So what's the middle way? Is a door that opens up. And to finally say something about this middle way in Buddhism, there's a lot of emphasis in the middle way in Buddhism. And my way of seeing it for years was the middle of a seesaw. And I used to love as a kid stand in the middle and balance between the two sides and keep it flat. You know, that was kind of fun. But I thought, oh, that's the middle. The middle is always the middle of a line. That's until one day I realized probably in ancient India, the reference of middle, because Buddhism talks about a path, it's the path in the middle of the forest. And in ancient India, metaphors, the jungle, the thicket of jungles is the thicket of attachments and thickets of opinions that we have. And there's a middle way, there's a clearing in the forest for where there's a path that's unobstructed. So what's the middle way that has no attachment in it? What's the middle way that allows us to go forward, breathing easily, being at ease with our breath, being at ease with our belly? What's the middle way here where the jungle opens? So that's also in this idea of the middle way. To the middle of it, to the middle and the jungle, there's a path. And the path means a clearing that you can walk unobstructedly. So hopefully this simple notion of the middle way is evocative for you, and you'll discover all kinds of interesting new applications, new ideas that what the middle way opens for you. Not just what I said today here. Good. So thank you. So we're going to do